Hi there. Welcome once again. It is a World Cafe podcast. Thank you very much for downloading us. Today it is Sarah Watkins. Nickel Creek may have called it quits after winning over Bluegrass Hearts since their early teens, but all three members of that band, Sarah and Sean Watkins and Chris Thiele, have produced new projects. Today, Sarah Watkins joins us with her brother, Sean, and Benmont Tench from the Heartbreakers on piano. She has a new album produced by John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin. We'll talk in a moment, but first we'll start with this live performance of All This Time. Sarah Watkins is playing live for us today on the cafe, and a little emotional house cleaning to go with the real house cleaning on that one called All This Time, one that Sarah wrote for the new album. Sarah, maybe talk a little bit about what the switch is like for you for being, you know, for years and years, decades, shall we say, you know, part of a trio and not necessarily having to be the front person. And then being out front.
To share that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now I know you and Sean have been doing the Watkins Family Hour at Largo for a while. Was that helpful in kind of defining yourself in kind of a, you know?
Oh, extremely helpful. Yeah, it was crucial actually. This Watkins Family Hour is a show that the owner of a club named Largo asked my brother and I to just do a show once a month when Nickel Creek was off tour, and he kindly said, you know, I don't care if seven people come, you should do a show. And we'd never done one before, and he just kind of threw it at us. And that was about 6 or 7 years ago. Through the years, different players who happen to be in town will come and camp out on Thursdays with us. And it's been really important because through that the regularity of that show, we had to learn a ton of songs. It gave us a really non-threatening place to experiment with new material we'd written and just kind of be casual. It was a kind of a casual outlet for the intensity that we had in Nickel Creek. And once Nickel Creek sort of we decided to stop doing it, we started focusing more intricately on the Watkins Family Hour and getting, you know, finer tune arrangements and really trying to concentrate on playing the best show we could every night. And it's been really good. I know we've all stretched out in different ways through that show.
So are some of these songs ones you started doing there, like some of the covers and things?
Yeah, a lot of them are just songs that I really love to sing, and they didn't necessarily have a spot in the Nickel Creek show because we would play songs off the records and then, you know, a few cover songs, but there's not a lot of room to just, you know, play for a couple hours all these songs that you love.
Now, how did Long Hot Summer Days come into the set?
This one started actually because I was going to open for a lady named Tift Merritt, great singer and songwriter friend. She was going to let me open some shows for her, and then a few other people down the line. So I needed to find up-tempo songs that I could hopefully play fiddle on as well. I play a little uke and a little guitar, but I was looking for some fiddle stuff. And this is a Hartford song that he performed just solo, fiddle and voice with his, you know, with his tap shoes as well. And I loved that. And so I started doing it in solo shows.
So I guess we'll have to imagine the tap shoes on this.
Yeah, I'm standing on a carpet floor, which is probably better because I have no tap skills.
All right.
I can stomp, and that's about it. So you'll have to imagine the little metronome.
All right, so this is Long Hot Summer Days.
Thank you.
put a man off in Beardstown when we come down yesterday. I'm gonna get on off at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get half a day off with pay. I'm about building up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat filling up barges on a long, hot summer day.
That's Sarah Watkins, and that is Long Hot Summer Days, and somewhere John Hartford is very happy. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed. Sarah has a new solo album that was produced by John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin. Do all the members of Led Zeppelin have a thing for fiddle players? Is that what's going on here?
Okay. Jimmy's next.
I know. Jimmy already plays with a bow, so, you know.
That's true.
Maybe,
yeah, that's right.
Maybe he was the first.
Yeah. How did you all get together?
Well, John came to a Nickel Creek show in London a while back and introduced himself after the show, which was awesome. And after that, we ended up doing this little two-week tour with him in a side project band. Then we just saw him at festivals over the years, and he approached me after Nickel Creek played at the Cambridge Folk Festival, and said he wanted to produce my record, which was, I thought he was joking, or not joking, but I thought he was just enthusiastic. You know, it would just be one of those things that faded away and only I remembered that it happened. But we stayed in touch, and I couldn't imagine anybody else producing it. I couldn't be happier with the experience.
Now, what does that mean? You know, because producers means various things to various records, right?
Right.
And I'm just wondering what that kind of meant for you, because I'll tell you, there's no doesn't seem to be any heavy hand here on anything.
I didn't feel a heavy hand from him. I felt like he was excited about doing the record, and I didn't feel like he saw me as something he could mold and shape into something that he wanted. I think he liked the material, and he really has a great understanding of where I come from, the bluegrass tradition and American folk tradition, and he's musically wise. He knows what makes a good song, regardless of the genre or the the instrumentation. He guided each song straight home, I feel like.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sarah Watkins is our guest today on the Cafe, and we're hearing some of the tunes on her first solo album. And I mentioned an old Jimmy Rogers tune, and is there a story how that one came into the set?
This is one that I grew up hearing Tony Rice sing, and then Hank Snow sang it as well, and I think others, and I know many others have done this, but I like it, so I'm doing it too.
All right.
And so, yeah, this is one. It's one of the more upbeat and possibly happy until you realize that it's pretty dysfunctional relationship happening. but here we go. It's Any Old Time You Come Back Home. Any Old Time You Want to Come Back Home, yeah. One, two, three. I just received your letter. Tell me.
Any Old Time, a really nice performance of that. And our thanks to Sarah Watkins, and kind of cool to have Ben Montench on that session as well. I'm David Dye. Our World Cafe Words and Music podcast comes from WXPN and is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia, also xpn.org. A great place to hear many of our archive sessions is at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. We also have a weekly World Cafe Next podcast. You might want to sign up for that or just get our daily newsletter. All that is at worldcafe.npr.org. And thank you really for spending your time with the World Cafe.